Yo, 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 what up? This is For the Culture, where we explore, expose, and celebrate all that is hip-hop. I'm your host, Sarah Rosenberg, a.k.a. Redhead Shoddy. Before we start, just a disclaimer that For the Culture may include music that it has profanity in it. And now that we have that out of the way, let's get this thing popping. As we all know, it is March, which means it's Women's History Month. From Sha-Rock and MC Lyte, to Lil' Kim and Missy Elliott, to Cardi B and Young M.A., female rappers have been killing the rap game with their rhymes and flows for decades. Our guest today is a female rapper who overcame adversity and heartbreak to accomplish her goals and make it in the male-dominated space of hip-hop. Her mixtape, Against All Frauds, is streaming and available now for download on datpiff.com and the DatPiff app, which is free on iOS. So, let's welcome T. Da Vinci to the show.
What's up? What's up?
Okay, first things first. When did you start listening to rap music?
You know what? I was born and raised on rap music, and ever since I was a child, like, I've just been hip-hop. Yeah.
Ever since?
Ever since I was a kid. Probably 5 years old is when I remember my first hip-hop record. Well, yeah.
What was that?
Tupac. It was a Tupac record.
Tupac?
Yeah. I'm a big Tupac fan.
Oh my god.
I don't remember the actual song, but definitely, yeah.
Was this like around the California Love?
Yeah, exactly.
All Eyes on Me?
Exactly. That's one of my favorite albums of all time.
That's probably one of the most iconic albums of all time.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, but when did you start going from, you know, listening to rap music and being a rap fan to I want to do this?
I guess around my teenage years. And then I had several record deals that I decided to turn down and stay independent, because you make more money as an independent artist versus signing with a major record label. They control you. They own everything. You're famous, but fame does not equal money. And I think that's the biggest misconception in the hip-hop game.
Really? But how hard is it, of course, to be a woman in hip-hop?
It's very hard. I mean, this is such a male-dominant industry. All of your counterparts are males. They don't really respect you when you come through the studio. They want to sleep with you, or you got to do this, you got to do that. They don't have the same level of respect that they do for our male peers.
That's really upsetting.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that happen before, and I mean, you are more seen as a sex object?
Yes.
Than a person?
Absolutely. That's exactly how it goes down. Like, they don't respect your mental. It's just, you know, if you look at the current state right now, you constantly have to be twerking, showing some breasts or something wild. It's very, you know.
But, of course, you're pretty different in that aspect.
Yeah, I'm a boss. I'm a boss. I'm sorry. T. Da Vinci is a boss. Like, I fund myself. I get out there and I get that bag. And I'm also viewed as the B word when I'm doing business, because I can go toe-to-toe with the males. And I have to fight hard. Like, right now, I was actually bringing you my new single today that I wanted to debut, called New Bends. But I ran into some issues with my graphic designer, just because with me being a female, he thought like I was a pushover, so I had to fire him.
Oh my God. What is New Bends about? I would have loved to hear that.
New Bends is about like basically just my life story of how I came up hustling and how I don't pay attention to the haters and how I am a female boss. And so while you guys are like hating or whatever you doing, I just caught me a new Benz. Like, I'm not even worried about that.
Okay, can you give a couple bars of that?
Absolutely. Let me see.
You can curse for that if you want.
I can curse for that? Okay. Yeah, let me see. For the new Benz, let me see what part I want to give you guys real quick. Hold on. Give me just a minute. I'll give you the hook. And I'd rather chase a bag before I chase a stick. I ain't got a million yet, but I'm getting rich. No, they gon' hate. All I do is win. I just caught me a new Benz. It sound way doper than that. That's the laid-back version. But, yeah, it's gonna go hard.
That was really good.
Thanks.
Now, of course, the song that you gave us is off your mixtape. I mentioned it's called Against All Frauds. And you also have another song on that. It's called, on the mixtape, it's called Fraud. I'm censoring this right now. Fraud Digger. For those who are not naive listening to this, you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
You actually talk a lot about frauds on the record. Like, what is a fraud?
A fraud is a fake, a phony, someone who does things for clout. They're not genuine. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just frauds. And I, like, have a personal dislike for fraud. Like, I'm against all frauds. Yeah.
Against all frauds.
Against all frauds. Yeah. Don't be a fraud.
Okay, so one of the song we're going to be playing today is called Real Men.
Yeah.
And you actually recommended this song for us.
Absolutely.
And listening to your mixtape, it's one of the more personal songs off that mixtape.
Yes.
So could you tell us about the story behind it?
So Real Men came... It's very personal. Like, I do have two children, and it was a time when I felt as if my kid's father wasn't really doing his part, because when we broke up, my kids are, you know, real young and et cetera. I'm not that old, but I felt like just because we weren't together, like, he stopped doing his parental duties. So, you know, like, to punish me and not look at how it affected the child. Plus, I have, you know, several friends and women that experience dealing with deadbeat dads. And so that's where it came from. And just like, I feel like women, we don't get enough credit. Whether, you know, we have to work two jobs or you're an entertainer like Cardi B giving birth, we have to carry the world on our shoulders. And it's not a lot of real men out there contributing to that.
I get it. And I remember, like, watching her on SNL when she announced she was pregnant. And people paid more attention to, like, oh, she's pregnant. It's the start of her career. It's now over.
Yeah.
Because even though her husband is in the rap game as well. No one was talking about him.
Right.
People were talking about in the sense of this, her first album, her debut, came out.
Now
she's pregnant and she's going to do Coachella. And it's like, it's over.
Right.
So people think moms can't do this.
Exactly. And that's so true. Actually, when I found out I was pregnant with my son, I had a multi-million dollar record deal on the table. And the stipulations was abort my baby or, you know, and I had my kid. And that was another reason, too. I was like, you know, screw these record companies. Like, they really wanted to control me. And they feel as if, like, women can't balance a career and motherhood. And I think that's a big misconception, because men get to sow their oats everywhere, have kids, keep their career going. But a woman is like, you need to sit in the house. And I think that's an old way of thinking.
Exactly. And a lot of the best rappers out there are fathers.
Absolutely.
And no one gives a damn about that.
Nothing. You know?
Lil Wayne. He had a Lil Wayne, even Biggie.
Yeah.
Biggie had a kid and was married before he made it big.
Yeah.
Even Eminem, the biggest rapper of all time.
Yeah.
He had two kids, but before the Slim Shady, Shady
right.
LP.
Yeah.
And his daughter was on the freaking cover of the album.
Now, how dope is that? Right.
Yeah, his two-year-old,
yeah,
who is now 23, it was on the cover. If a woman did that,
right,
she would be like, we're not going to go for that.
Yeah.
In fact, Cardi B breastfed her kid in a music video, and people got pissed.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a double standard, and that's something that I would like to help lead the way for the new school to change the perception of women. And just, I would really want to see more women in hip hop. Like, I'm so thrilled to see you have this platform, you know, because a lot of times when you get called to do an interview, it's not a woman running the show. It's a guy and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, you came up with, you know, For the Culture, and you're a female and you're out here killing it. And I love that. So, yeah.
That's actually one of the reasons I wanted to do this show.
Yeah.
Is because I would see, like, The Breakfast Club or Shade 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And even though women were, like, the standbys or
right.
the sidekicks,
mm-hmm.
it was the control. The main ones were men.
Exactly.
And I would never see someone from a female perspective.
Exactly.
That's one of the reasons I wanted to do this show. Yeah. So thank you for saying that.
And thank you for having me, first off and foremost.
Of course, I always wanted to have a female rapper.
Yeah.
It definitely was my biggest priority, was having somebody
right
who represent women.
Absolutely.
Or just represent some of women.
Right.
Because we don't represent all women.
Exactly. See? It is, you know, it is what it is. But for the most part, it's definitely something that needs to happen. We need women in more position, leadership roles, executive roles, so we don't have to go through what we go through, and we can break the cycle. You know, we should lift each other up, empower each other. And that's my goal. I don't knock nobody, especially another woman.
Exactly. I've seen a lot of female rappers make it to the top, and then they're usually taken down by other female rappers.
Yeah.
And Azealia Banks, that's just her thing. But like, I've seen the whole Cardi B versus Nicki Minaj thing happen. People are like, and Nicki Minaj has done her own thing, but she's also saying, she brought female rappers, female rappers down, and that's why she was able to stay on top for so long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you experienced other females in the rap world kind of try to bring you down or see
you know women? What it's funny you bring that up, because my mixtape Against All Frauds, the fraud n-word song you're talking about, like I had that song, and I knew somebody from Warner Brothers, and actually we were dating, and I dropped that, and I guess a little later Nicki Minaj dropped No Frauds. So like, I definitely believe the claims, and I'm not coming to bash, but if you listen to my record and then you listen to No Frauds, it's the same exact concept. Like, I created the concept of frauds. And so what they do, I had a radio show, she has a radio show now. So what they do is, when you're an independent artist, the majors steal all your concepts, and then they'll take it because they have a bigger platform, which is why I don't have nothing on social media. When I start seeing this was happening to me, I took everything off social media. I went and trademarked my name and like made sure I had ownership of my brand. And that's why you don't see nothing now, until you'll see something moving forward. Like this month and next month, I have a gang of new singles coming out. But I had to make sure my paperwork was in order, because my songs, my concepts were constantly being stolen from major artists.
Oh my God. So this record, to recap, like this diss record, Fraud and Digger, was actually stolen, and to make it No Frauds, Nicki Minaj's song featuring Drake
and Lil Wayne.
But that was categorized as a diss towards
Remy
Ma.
Yeah.
Who, that was in response to her saying, I don't want to diss with her because women have a hard enough time as it is.
Yeah.
And then Nicki Minaj responded to her saying, I don't want to diss with her anymore,
mm-hmm.
by saying, calling her a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how.
Right. No. You know what? Honestly, and I know I'm all about empowering women, so I don't want to like diss Nicki, but like, from how she did Lil' Kim to every other female artist, and I try to, you know, go for Nicki, but it was very selfish. And I really don't think she thought that Remy Ma's impact would have that big of an impact on her career, because, to be honest, I felt like she hasn't been the same since Sheether.
Yeah, and here's the thing, I love Nicki. She was one of the first female rappers of my generation.
Mm-hmm.
And Super Bass was one of the first rap songs, for full rap songs I ever learned.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll always have that special place. But I have a really hard time with this one, especially when she's dissing some of the best female MCs who wouldn't, none of us would be here without.
Exactly.
Listen, I don't have, Running Little Kim, she hasn't had anything in years.
Right.
So that's her thing. And she's also trying to be white.
Yeah.
To another thing, like, obviously we have our Missy Elliott's and Lil Kim's and MC Lyte's, like I just mentioned, and I get this is black dominated, and we were just talking about white female MCs before the broadcast, and we were talking about Iggy, Iggy Azalea, but like, what is the chances of like a female Eminem coming into the
I think it could happen. I definitely think it could happen. I would like to see it happen. You know, I feel like white people support the culture just like we support the culture, blacks, etc. Like right now, like a lot of my biggest supporters are white. So I definitely would love to see a female, white female rap artist come in the game and do some, you know, kick up some dust. And I definitely think it's possible. But if I don't think it's possible with the Woe Vickies or the Bad Babies. No shade, but
I mean, if Bad Baby did what she did on her Bad Bunny track, like if it was a Babyface Savage, then maybe.
You know what? Honestly, and like we were talking about before we went live, I actually like Bad Baby. She has a little flow, you know, the high B. That was my little joint, and with the bunny. But I just feel like right now it's the controversy that takes away from the talent, like the trolling, like et cetera. Like I think people should be focusing on giving us quality content versus just shock factor.
Yeah, but no more Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, thank God. Oh, no, I'm joking. Snitch 9. No, I'm joking.
I'm more shocked that people are angry at him for snitching. In order to get out of jail.
Well, that's hip hop though.
Then the fact that he assaulted a 13-year-old.
Oh, well, you know what? Both of those are terrible jackets to have on. I definitely was over him once I learned he assaulted a 13-year-old. But, I mean, I could never be a fan of a pedophile or a rapist or a snitch or anything. Yeah, I'm big on character. And that, to me, those are frauds.
Thank you. I think a pedophile is more than a fraud.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they deserve to burn.
Bye-bye.
Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know why people still support him. And 50 Cent still supports him.
50 Cent still supports him?
Yeah, 50 Cent I lost respect for a long time ago after he said that all gay people should die.
Is that what he said?
He tweeted it after a gay 18-year-old killed himself off the George Washington Bridge.
Oh, wow. No, I definitely don't think all gay people should die. I don't think anyone should die, but I love gay people. I love the gay community. The gay community has been very opening, and I like to see them, you know, be respected and embraced like everyone else, because at the end of the day, being hate and being a woman of color and know how it feels, I would hate for someone else to experience that.
Exactly. Like, and we have seen a little more diversity, especially in the LGBT community and hip-hop. Snow the Product turns out is gay.
Really?
Yeah, she has a girl. She has a girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I not only found that out when she got into a beef with a YouTuber who is also a rapper as well. She has her own music. Her name is Tana Mojo.
I'm gonna have to look her up.
She's a white female, but she got famous by Storytime YouTube videos.
Oh, okay.
But she also had this whole thing, a rap career, where she did a song called Hefner, where she was like the female Hugh Hefner.
Oh, wow. That's a dope concept, though.
She's pretty good. She's not perfect, but she's good. And the only reason I found out about that Snow Leopard was gay was when they did... Tana made that video, and at that time she was dating another female rapper at the time, Bella Thorne, on the Disney Channel. Well, she was formerly Disney Channel, and they were like, well, her girlfriend, Snow the Product, we were at the same club, her girlfriend was, Snow the Product's girlfriend starting to cheat, was starting to flirt with me, the drunk up,
what?
And then,
look at you pulling Snow the Product's girlfriend.
Snow was flirting with Tana, but all of them were drunk.
Oh, wow.
And then Snow made a video with her girlfriend saying, you know, I don't know who Tana Mojo is. I only know rappers. I don't know anyone from YouTube. I thought she was a porn star.
Knock it off.
It's a very complicated situation. I don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah.
Except that it's over and that Bella and Tana are broken up, and apparently Snow and her girlfriend are still together.
That's crazy. Well, I feel like 75% of female rappers are gay. Like, not even joking, like, most female rappers are gay.
Really?
Like, I've been accused of being gay because I'm a female rapper. Like, seriously.
That is the one thing I haven't heard.
Well, I'm not gay, but I don't not gay people, but, you know.
Okay, first of all, let's play this song. First of all, before I play the song, how are your kids now, if I may ask?
They're doing great. Actually, everything is good. They're at their dad's house right now.
So now the dad is now involved.
Yeah, well, he's always been involved, but we did have a beef. Like, we had a beef and everything's good now.
Have you heard the song yet?
He's heard, after he heard the song, oh my God, like, we haven't had any more problems.
Well, so I guess you should thank the song.
Hey, real men will make a real man.
So, listen up, ladies. If your man is treating you wrong, write a song, call him out on his BS.
Yes.
So we're going to play the song right now. Again, this is a reminder. This song contains profanity. Viewer discretion is advised. Here it is. This is T. Da Vinci, Real Man. Play it.
Yes.
Da Vinci, or Tivana, as she called herself in that song. That was before the trademark.
Yep.
Some real men. For the record, real men, made the real man if you weren't listening before.
Yes, seriously. So thank you for having me. Again, my name is T. Da Vinci. Be on the lookout for my new single, New Bends.
Oh, my God. Yeah, New Bends is coming out when?
It's coming out in 2 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks. As long as my graphic designer don't get fired, we good to go.
Okay, and if you want to listen to Against All Frauds, it's available right now on datpiff.com and the datpiff app. The information will be available on our website at kpcradio.com. Thank you, T. Da Vinci, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Sarah. You the bar. Okay.
And please join us next week where we will be talking to another rapper named by the name of Rio Gnarly. Peace and love to that guy. This is Redhead Shoddy signing out. Peace!
Deuces!